Anusthanam sahasreshu. Sahasreshu, many times thousands, many times. That means out of millions and trillions of persons. Many times thousand means 100,000 makes 1 lakh. 100 times lakh makes 1 crore. Similarly, 100,000 of crores, billions and trillions are living. First of all, manusha. Manusha means man. So, to get this human form of life, one has to wait for many, many millions of years, according to evolutionary process. Asitin sutulang seiva, lakhan sang jivajati. In the Padma Purana, the evolution theory is described. That is taken away by Darwin, and in a perverted way he has described Darwin's theory of evolution. But that is not very scientific, although it is going on as scientific. But evolution theory is fact. Not that all of a sudden you get this body of human being, no. Tatha dehantaram prapti, after death, there is another body, dehantara. Just like in this life also, we get dehantara, another body, from baby's body to child's body to boy's body to youth's body, from youth's body to old man's body. Then after old man's body, why not another body? But the rascals, they do not believe transmigration of the soul. It is very quite reasonable. After changing so many bodies, I have come to this old body. So what after this old body? There must be somebody. It is quite reasonable. But these rascals have no brain to understand that there is life after death. Big professors in European countries, they do not believe transmigration of the soul. So, manushana, out of the There are many kinds of men also. Jatra kirata hunandra kuninda pukkasadhira sumbha javana kathada. The Africans, the Mongolians, the Huns. There are so many. We know so many types of human beings. Out of that, a few who are known as Aryans, they are the best type of human beings. And out of the Aryans, those who are followers of the Vedic principle, they are the best. But those who are following the Vedic principle, they say that we are Vedic or followers of the Varnasam Dharma. In common sense, they call Hindu. But actually, they say so, they do not follow the principles. They do not follow. They act against the basic principles. Therefore, it is said that even though one gets this human form of life, after many, many millions of years, the living soul, still there are so many divisions in the human form of life. Therefore it is said, manushanam sahasresu. Out of many millions of human beings, kaschid gatati siddhaya. Siddhaya, siddhaya means to get the spiritual power or spiritual rejuvenation. That is called siddhi. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi. There are three kinds of activities going on in the human society. Some people are karmis. They enjoy life, or they want to enjoy life by working hard. Enjoyment means ahara nidra bhaya maitra. To eat very nicely, and to sleep very nicely, to enjoy sex life very nicely, and to make defense force. This is called enjoyment, material enjoyment. If I am secure by defense force, and if I have got good bank balance, if I have got a very nice, beautiful wife, and if I eat sumptuously to the satisfaction of my tongue, I think I am very well successful. But that is not success. Success is the one thing. This is called bhukti, material enjoyment. So, bhukti, mukti, siddhi. When one is fed up with this hard working for material enjoyment and get little sense above material enjoyment, little sense for spiritual understanding, that we have discussed yesterday. Jnanam siham savijnanam, that is knowledge. To work hard like an ass for sense gratification, that is not siddhi. Siddhi is different thing. Siddhi means to understand the spiritual identification and work for it. That is called siddhi. So, the attempt for such thing is called mukti, to get rid of the material entanglement. So, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, there are three stages. So, siddhi means when one understands his spiritual identity and tries to make his life perfect on that platform, that is called siddhi. Otherwise, bhukti, mukti. So the Chaitanya Chaitanya, it is said, the bhukti, mukti, siddhi kani shakali athan. So long one is on the platform of bhukti, mukti and siddhi, he is restless. He is working because he is desiring Siddhi specially meant for the yogis. The yogis, they want to play wonderful magic. Anima, Lagima, Prapti, Siddhi, Vishita, Bhushita. There are 8 kinds of yoga siddhi. That kind of siddhi is not recommended here. Siddhi means to understand one's spiritual identity and work for it. That is called siddhi. The manushkanartha, who knows it? There is no such education. Therefore, Krishna says, manushkanam sahasti. Out of million, million parts, one tries for the siddhi, perfection of life, to understand spiritual identity and to work for it. That is called siddhi. And jatatamavi siddhana, one who has attained siddhi and trying for it, further progress, out of them millions of such persons, one can understand what is Krishna. We cannot understand Krishna so easily. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not understandable by ordinary persons up to the stage of siddhi. But, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that one can understand me by the process of bhakti, bhaktya mam abhijanati. Javan Jastyani Tattat. Here it is said, Manushkaram Sahasteshu Katsiddhi Jatati Siddhaye Jatatamaki Siddhyana Katsid Man Betti Tattat. Tattat means truth. Simply, superficially, to know Krishna. Just like in the English dictionary, it is said, Krishna is mentioned in the dictionary, a Hindu god. So what does he know about Krishna, Hindu god? There are Hindu gods, many. According to our Hindu conception, there are 33 crores of living gods. Chief of which is Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, Surya, and Ganapati. Chiefly they worship. In the Hindu world, they worship, somebody worship Vishnu, somebody worship Shiva, somebody worship Brahma, somebody worship the sun. Just like the Parsi, they worship the sun. I think I am right. So, they also can be concluded as Hindus. And actually, they came from Persia when there was Mohammedan disturbance. They fled from their country and came to India. That is the history. These 5 gods are specially recommended and what? So Krishna is considered in the Vishnu category. Therefore, in the English dictionary, it is said as one of the gods. They are under the conception, foreigners, that Hindus, they have got many gods. But actually that is not fair. There are many gods means that they are godly. Because they are servants of Krishna. Just like in royal palace, even the servants are dressed with royal garments. Similarly, the chief servants of Krishna, like Indra, Chandra, Surya is also servant. Chandra, that is also servant. Indra is also servant. As it is stated in the Brahma Sangita, Jastyadvaya Bhramatisam Dhritakala Chakro. The sun, so powerful God, the sun, you see the sun planet, but within the sun planet, there is the sun god, whose name is mentioned also in the Bhagavad Gita, Divasya. Just like you know, your president's name, Mr. Nixon. Similarly, we know who is the predominating deity in the sun planet. How we know? We know from Bhagavad Gita. Vibhushan manobit praho. Vibhushan, the president of the predominating deity in the sun planet is called Vibhushan. His son is Manu. And from Manu, the Manusha. Manusha means first coming from Manu. The human race has come from the Manu. Therefore, the Vedic followers, they follow the principles of force of Manu Samhita. Manu Sangha is the law, Hindu law, is still accepted, although they have made many amendments. But it is not to be amended. Just like the Manu Samhita, there is no divorce. Now, our Hindu laws, they have amended. Divorce is allowed. That is not according to Manu Samhita. So, there are different kinds of men. Out of many such millions and trillions different kinds of men in the human form of life, some may attain to achieve success of life. What is that success of life? Success of life to understand his spiritual identity. At the present moment, being conditioned by the material nature, every man is walking under the impression that I am this body. I am Indian because I got this body from India. I am American, I got this body from America. All bodily concept of life. Or I am Hindu because I am born of a Hindu family. I am Christian because I am born of a Christian family. These are all bodily identification. When one goes above the bodily identification, that is called Siddhi. This is the explanation of Siddhi. In the bodily platform, nobody can attain perfection. He is animal. Those who are in the bodily concept of life, those who are thinking that I am Indian, I am American, I am African, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Buddhist, they are all animals. They are not human beings. Because bodily concept. In the Shastra says, Jashapu Buddhi Kunapi Siddhasuke Sadhik Kalatra Dishubhoma Ijjadhi Jashapu Buddhi Sarile Natarhiti Saeva Gopara. Gopara go means cow and kara means ass. So those who are in the bodily concept of life, they are no better than the cows and the asses. This is the Shastra's body. So modern civilization, everyone, mostly, they are under the bodily concept of life and they are fighting like animals because that is animal life. Therefore, Krishna instructs at the end that you Hindus, Muslims, Christians, this, that, kindly kick out all these concepts and of religion. Sarva dharman parittavya. Because this is not religion. This is bodily concept of life. The business of ass and cows. So you give up this business. Sarva dharman parittavya. Krishna says in the beginning, dharma sanu sthapanathaya sambhavami kriyate. I come down just to re-establish the principles of religion. What is that religion? Not this Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion. Those who are thinking that we are preaching Hindu religion. No. We are not preaching Hindu religion. Therefore, I am registering the association. I purposely kept this name, Krishna consciousness. Neither Hindu religion, nor Christian religion, nor Buddhist religion. Krishna does not belong to any sect. Those who are thinking that you are sectarian, they are wrong. Because Krishna does not belong to any sect. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-jonesu sambhavanti mutayaja. Jonis, not only human society, joni means forms of life or species of life, sarva-jonesu. So, the forms of life are 8,400,000 forms of life. Jalayana Vlakhani Thawra Lakhalun Sati. 900,000 species of life in water. Who knows that? But Krishna knows. Krishna, because he is the father, Krishna says, Sarva Jomishu Kauntya Sambhavanti Mutareja Tathan Mahajjani Brahma Aham Bija Padaprika. Krishna has given birth to the aquatic, to the seas, to the plants, to the birds, to the geese, to the human being, to the demigods, everyone, sarva jonis, including everyone. So how Krishna consciousness can be sectarian? Just like our men went to consult about taxation. They are considering that this is sectarian, Krishna. This is not sectarian. Why is sectarian? Krishna says, sarva jonis, not only international, universal. Sai can be sectarian for everyone. Otherwise, how everyone outside India they are accepting this Krishna consciousness? If it is sectarian, it is not sectarian. Krishna consciousness, Krishna himself says that I am the father of all forms of life. How Krishna can be sectarian? There is no reason to say that it is sectarian. Therefore it is said that somebody thinking that Krishna is Hindu god, somebody thinking Krishna was born in India, therefore he is Indian. Krishna took birth in the family of Jodhu dynasty, therefore he is Kshatriya. Krishna played as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, therefore he is a Vaishya. In so many ways, they are thinking, but Krishna says this is all Raskarna. Therefore, he says, Kosti Jetimam Sottato. Actually, what I am, that is known to very, very few men, only to the devotees, not to the common man. This is the idea. Krishna is not Sakshaya. Krishna is not Hindu, Krishna is not India, Krishna is not African. Krishna is nothing of this material world. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental. Simply by knowing Krishna, one becomes immediately liberated and goes back to Krishna. Simply by knowing Krishna. Janma karma me dibbam ji janati tattva. This very thing again pops up. His activities, his coming down, his work, they're all transcendental. Big bomb. Not ordinary. So, he is big bomb. He's transcendental. If anyone knows in truth, then what happens to him? Tattāpi yuham punarjanmanaiti. Simply by knowing as he is, one becomes immediately liberated. Immediately. So therefore, it is said, Manushana, because if one would know Krishna as he is, he is immediately liberated. So liberation is not so cheap thing. Therefore Krishna says, Manushana am sahasye tu, kasci vidyamam tattvato. Jatatamati siddhyanam kachi gaitimata. So, you can understand Krishna. Therefore, Krishna said in the beginning of this chapter that jnanam means jnanam tiham savidhyam. It is a great science. It is not a speculative. It is not imagination. Just like sometimes they create, imagine God. The impersonal is they think there is no God. God is not personal, but it is impersonal. So you can imagine any form. That is self. That is not Krishna. That is not God. How, with your limited senses, imperfect senses, you can imagine God? Whatever you imagine, that is self. That is not Krishna. That is what Krishna says. Manasanam sahasresu kachi betimantatva. If you want to know Krishna, then you must become Krishna's devotee. Bhaktyamamabhyanam. You cannot understand by your so-called scholarship, imaginative power. That is not possible. Athāpi te deva padāmu jadva prasādavesāna grihita eva jānāti tattam. Again, that tattam. One who has achieved a little favor of you, he can understand you by tattva. In truth. Athāpitevevo padāmbujatvam, prasāda padāmbujatvam, prasāda lesānu bhītayo, jānāti tattam, nasyānna, nasyānna, chiram, for good, for many, many millions of years, which is non civilized speculation. That is not possible. There are many places like that. Vantha sukoti satavatta sampradamma, vāyo rathāpi manaso munipangamāna. Sapastita avishintata. If you simply speculate to understand God, you remain inconceivable, even if you endeavor for millions and billions of years. That is not possible. In another place, Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanavante. Not only billions and billions, but after many billions and millions of births, Bahunam Janmanavante. Janavan. When one is actually on the platform of knowledge, mānapapadvante, he surrenders to Krishna. Why? Because he understands at that time, vāsudeva sarvamīti, sa mahāpāsudeva. That is mahāpāsudeva. Vāsudeva, Krishna is everything. That is explained how Krishna is everything in this chapter. Jñānam kiham sabhijñānam. How Krishna is everything, that is explained in this chapter. So, if we want to understand Krishna, it is not to be done by our scholarship. It may be this, it may be that. That is all that Krishna. You should understand as Krishna says. Then you will understand Krishna. How you can understand? You are so imperfect. You cannot understand even yourself. You do not know what you are. You are thinking that you are body. I am thinking I am this body. And so bodily consciousness is the business of the clouds and the ashes. How the clouds and ashes can understand Krishna? They cannot understand. If you want to understand Krishna, then you should hear from Krishna and take it as it is. Then you will understand. If you are fortunate enough, then you will understand. Manishkanam sahasya sukatri jatati jidhaye jatatam visidhyana kashi betimam tattata. Tattata means truth. You can understand that Krishna was an Indian. He was born like that. Just like Arjuna also said, aparang bhavato janma parang janma bhuvasata tatham etat vijayam. So, he also, Arjuna understood Krishna, because Krishna, Arjuna was the devotee of Krishna. But to clear the idea of Krishna as the rascal's death, he asked this question, aparang bhavatuja, that your birth is just recently, say 100 years ago, but the sun planet, millions of years. How can I believe that you spoke this philosophy or science to the sun god who was sun? So the reply was that, my dear Arjuna, you are my devotee. Whenever I appear, you also appear. But I remember what I spoke to the sun god. You are also present at that time with me, but you have forgotten. I am not forgotten. That is the difference between Krishna and Arjuna, or God and human. That is the difference. Vedaham Samititam. Krishna, God knows everything, past, present and future. Just like in the Bhagavad, in the beginning, God means Janmadva Sajataha, from whom everything has emanated. So everyone can say, I have given birth to so many children, so many houses, so many factories, I am also God. No, you cannot be God. Because you do not know Abhigya, you do not know the past, present and future. Janmadva Sajataha, Annaya itaratasya arthesu abhigya. Krishna is abhigya. Just like in our body. We are eating. How this eating and the substance is transformed into different secretion and again blood, again flesh, again bone. How did that? We do not know. But it is actually happening. Annaya itaratasya. I know that I am eating, but itaratesu, how this eating substance has transformed into bones, marrow, stools, and I do not. Therefore, I am not avijna. But about Krishna, it is said avijna. He knows them. How this world is going on, how these planets are rotating, how seasons are changing, Jastanyam Brahmatisham Mritatala Chakra. Actually it is happening due to the rotation of the sun. Every scientist knows. But how the rotation of sun is going on, that they do not know. That we know. How? Let it say in the Brahma Sangita. Jastanyam Brahmatisham Mritatala Chakra. The sun is moving by his order. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyate satyacharam. Under my supervision, everything is going on. That is Krishna. Krishna is not ordinary thing. So one who tries to understand Krishna in truth, tattva, is very, very fortunate. Therefore he is taught, manushyanam sahasreshu. The fortune does not come to everyone and anyone. Out of millions of persons. Therefore, who have taken Krishna, who have understood Krishna in tattva, as far as his knowledge is concerned, is very, very fortunate. Eilpe brahmanna bhomite kuno bhagavan ji, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we are wandering throughout the universe, in many species of life. And when you come to this human form of life, if you are fortunate, or if you are fortunate to meet another fortunate devotee, then you can understand what is this. That is it. Then, manushanam sahasrush. Kachidatatishi. Simply by trying in the land, like cats and dogs, that will not help us. We have to approach such a person. That is stated in the beginning of the sentence. Mod asraya. What is the first lesson? Yes. Mayasakta manapartha. Yogam jinyan manasra. That is the beginning. Madasra. One has to take shelter of Krishna. But Krishna directly, you cannot take shelter. But Krishna is not present. Krishna is present. But we do not know how to catch that Krishna. That is another. Krishna is electricity. Electricity is everywhere. But one who knows the science, he can catch everything. Telephone wire is everywhere. But still, you have to bring some expert to connect your telephone. The telephone wire is everywhere. Tell me, Krishna is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanu. Why are you standing? So, the process is tadvijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche in the Vedic Indian. If you want to know Krishna, Veda, The ultimate knowledge of Veda. Veda is to sadvi aham eva bhi. Vedic knowledge means to understand Krishna. So if you want to understand Krishna, tad vijnana tam vijnana. Jnanam te aham savijnana. It is vijnana. It is fact. Savijnana. So if you want to know that vijnana, then you should approach tad vijnana tam sa gurum eva abhyate. You must accept Guru. Who is Guru? Samitpani Srutiyam Brahmanishtam. Guru's qualification is that is Srutiyam. He has heard from his Guru perfectly. That is Guru. Srutiyam and Brahmanishtam and firmly fixed up at the lotus feet of Krishna. These are two qualities. He cannot move from that firmness. He cannot move. And he has heard about Krishna from the authorities of Guru. Evam paramparatam. That is Guru. So that is the point. If you want to know Krishna, then tadvijnana, in order to understand that science, then you must approach Guru. Adu Dudbhasram, that is Rupa Goswami's. Adu Dudbhasram, Adu Thudra. So this is the process. You cannot understand Krishna sitting in your parlor and speculating on your so-called education or qualification. That is not possible. That is not possible. You must surrender. You must surrender. Sarva-dharmān parityajyam. You must give up all this idea that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Indian, I am American, I am white, I am black. These designations you have to give up. That's qualification. Sarvopadhi dhunin muktam. Upadhi. These are all designations. So you have to give up this designation. Sarvopadhi dhunin muktam. Tatparatina nirmanam. You have to become Krishnai and pure. Tatparatina nirmanam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti vichya. And when you are purified, not designated, not covered by your material designation, at that time, the senses are purified. When you engage your senses to the service of the Lord, that is called bhakti. Thank you very much.